USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A political stunt. That's what former President Donald Trump is calling Attorney General Merrick Garland appointing a special counsel to determine whether criminal charges should be filed against the former president. The move by Garland is being made in regards to various Justice Department probes against Trump. Meeting with business and labor leaders on Friday, President Biden shares his goals for their discussion on the economy.
The bill in this progress is not just acting, but it's listening. That's why I'm here today, to open to good ideas to continue bringing inflation down and continue creating an economy that works for everyone.
He says he's looking forward to hearing how he can improve going forward. Republicans argue that if Democrats pass more high spending policies, inflation will spike again. New York Republican Congressman-elect George Santos is pushing back on Republicans' vow to investigate the Biden family, saying it could be a distraction from top issues like energy and inflation. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise tells Fox News he believes Congress can accomplish both things.
We said we would do both. You don't just do one. We're going to pass policy. We're going to have oversight. And it can all go on at the same time, starting on January 3rd.
There's a wide range of snowfall totals across the Buffalo area as a snowstorm moves through. In Orchard Park, south of the city, the National Weather Service says 42.5 inches of snow has fallen. That's where the Buffalo Bills Stadium is located. To the north, the Buffalo Airport only has received 13 inches of snow. Worth noting, the Buffalo Bills home game against the Cleveland Browns has been moved to Detroit because of the weather. The Bills also play the Lions on Thanksgiving in Detroit as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The mayor of Buffalo, New York, says his city is prepared for a major winter storm that's blanketing the area. Byron Brown telling CNN South Buffalo has already seen more than 20 inches of snowfall. Blizzard conditions are making for hazardous travel, with the storm expected to dump up to 4 feet of snow in some places. Millions of Americans are preparing to travel this Thanksgiving in numbers that compare to pre-pandemic times. An estimated 54.6 million Americans will travel this Thanksgiving, an increase of just over 1% from last year. AAA expects 4.5 million Americans to head to airports. The cost of flying also increased. AAA found that airfare in October rose 3.5% and was 43% more expensive than last year. Haley Berg is the lead economist with the travel website Hopper.com. She tells CNN that if you're traveling over the holidays this year, you can expect to pay more.
This Thanksgiving will be a very expensive holiday to travel, especially for travelers who are booking late.
The fallout from this week's Ticketmaster debacle involving Taylor Swift tickets goes on. In Ohio, the Attorney General's office says he's examining a consumer practice statute to determine if there's any legal theory available under Ohio law. Some lawmakers say actions taken by Ticketmaster come too close to a monopoly. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that, because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.